commute for so many in the metro yesterday.
And oh, now he has just jumped off the interstate. He's going up the on-ramp at 136. Tremendously high rate of speed. Approaching a stop sign now and not even thinking about stopping.
Jetcopter A50's John Morrissey there, of course, with the play-by-play. So what charges should this 28-year-old Ryan Stone expect to face? Let's get into that with Denver attorney Jay Tifgen. And it's always good to talk to you, Jay. Talk to us about, we've heard anywhere from this guy's going to spend the rest of his life in jail or at least a long amount of time. What do you see?
Oh, I see tons of charges here, Steph. In Arapahoe County, he's probably looking at an attempted murder charge. That's up to a 48-year sentence for the incident with the state trooper. He's looking at first-degree assault, the same thing, 8 to 24 years on a Class 3 felony. Second-degree kidnapping of a child is a Class 4 felony. He's got a bunch of aggravated motor vehicle thefts in there, a bunch of robbery charges in there, felony vehicular looting. My understanding, he's got a bunch of prior felonies, too, so he's looking at habitual charges. So easily the sentences could be tripled if he's found a habitual offender. So he's definitely looking at the rest of his life in prison.
Jay, we've got Boulder and Arapahoe and Aurora and Lone Tree, Parker. There are, at minimum, a handful of jurisdictions involved here. Can they all charge him at the same time? Do they have to wait their turn? How does that work?
They can all charge him. They can, because a lot of these things happen in different jurisdictions. But in reality, what's going to probably happen is they're going to combine all the charges. They're going to combine it into one big case and go from there.
I just want to get clarification. You say because of what happened to a Trooper He that he will definitely face, most likely, I guess I should say, attempted murder charges against that state trooper?
When I look at where this case is pending and the facts that, as I know them, obviously, from the media and from you guys, he's probably looking at a first-degree murder charge involving the state trooper. If not, then a first-degree assault charge under the extreme indifference to human life or the fact that it involved a peace officer. There's two separate places in that statute where they could charge him for that.
Then you have so many resulting accidents from what he did and from that high-speed chase. We talked to a woman about 20 minutes ago who was hit by him and was scared for her life. What does she have to do now? I mean, is she going to pay out of pocket for an accident that she had nothing to do with?
Well, I don't know if this guy had insurance. I would assume he did not. There's probably some provisions in there where they might be able to get insurance from the people who had the automobiles. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a struggle for everybody involved in this accident.
Okay, we've got 10 seconds left, but would you defend this guy if you could?
You know what? I always am looking forward to a chance to uphold the Constitution. Be that as it may, look, my son turns 4 tomorrow, so this is obviously a scary case.
Jay, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Take care, Stephen.
Jay Tifgen, local defense attorney here on 850 KOA. 90 seconds away from Money News with Greg coming up.